Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
Well, the big day is upon us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always a quandary for wine, especially if the way you celebrate Thanksgiving is in the Baltimore tradition with turkey and sauerkraut, which I dearly love. But that's a little bit of a challenge for wines. Normally, one doesn't go for your big cabs or your Chardonnays. And Alan, you've been kind enough to sort of give us a few suggestions that might work with this rather challenging meal.
Yes, Hugh, and I've been standing up to the challenge low these many years, and I think I've got it figured out. Three wines that I think work really well are Gewürztraminer, particularly Alsatian, Pinot Noir, and Zinfandel. It is a very mixed bag, that plate of food that you got there. Lots of competing flavors. But I think these three wines really work well. Let's start with the Mosbach Gewürztraminer from Alsace, 2018 at $19, which is a very good price for Alsatian Gewürz. Many of those Gewürzes have, you know, they're various levels of sweetness. They can be completely dry or as sweet as a dessert wine. This one is off dry plus, so it's a little bit sweeter than that, but it certainly is not a dessert wine. The wine starts off being very aromatic with floral notes mingling with white grapefruit and snow peas. And the wine, it tastes very, very fresh with deep sweet fruit at its core. And balancing this is good, bright acidity. The wine finishes with a very pleasant bitterness. I think it would be great with sauerkraut, of course. I think it would be great with cranberry sauce. And I think it'd be great with sweet potatoes. So just a good choice for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Pinot Noir in recent years has become very, very popular. And I think I know why. It just tastes good with this food. Here is an extremely good Pinot Noir I came across. Brewer Clifton Pinot Noir from Santa Rita Hills, 2021, $40. And this is just first-rate California Pinot. It has a gorgeous aroma, sensational flavors. The wine's color is a little bit lighter than many Pinots, but that's not a bad thing, because I think when you combine that sort of pale color with a very perfumey nose, you're likely to have a very excellent Pinot Noir. Now, first, that aroma that I was talking about, it's just utter spice with the strong notes of gooseberry, blueberry, pie. Cardamom was something that came to mind, certainly black pepper. And the wine is actually medium-bodied, but it's just packed with flavor. It starts with a soaring burst of spice, followed by a layer of sweet cranberry, which leads to sweet yellow plums, and then it ends with a sweet cherry finish. And this is no residual sugar whatsoever. This is just fruit sweetness. Just an excellent, complex, full-flavored Pinot Noir. That's Brewer Clifton Pinot Noir. I liked it a great deal. Zinfandel, you know I love it. And this is Pedroncelli's Zinfandel. It's called the Mother Clone Zin. It's from the Dry Creek Valley, 2019. And that's just a great part of the world for making Zin. Really nice. Here's what's typical of those Dry Creek Zins. Soft, low tannins, abundant, serious fruit, an aroma of dried rose petals, and a long, flavorful finish. And this wine checks all those off. It's just a really good mouthful of very, very good wine. At the Thanksgiving table, I think that's going to work really well. But my wine of the week, I got to go back to that Gewürz here. This is the Mosbach Gewürz, 2018, $19. It's a wonderful buy. I highly recommend it for tomorrow's meal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.